Sex offender released on bail accused of kidnapping, raping another victim. By Amy Furr on August 7, 2020. A registered sex offender was arrested this week in Boston for allegedly kidnapping and raping another victim. Officials were called to assist Boston EMS with an assault victim in the area of Blue Hill Avenue and Wales Street in Dorchester on Wednesday at around 1:30 p.m., according to Boston 25 News. When officers arrived at the scene, they spoke to the woman, who was then taken to a hospital for treatment. The Boston Police Department's BPD Sexual Assault Unit later identified the suspect as 39-year-old Sean McClinton. The report continued. McClinton was arraigned in Dorchester District Court on Thursday on charges of aggravated rape, armed kidnapping with sexual assault, strangulation and assault by means of a dangerous weapon. A search through the state's Sex Offender Registry Board, SORB, shows McClinton was previously convicted of raping and abusing a child in June 1994 and of another rape in July 2007. McClinton is also listed as being homeless. McClinton had been held on $15,000 bail since his arrest February 19, 2018, on charges of kidnapping and two counts each of aggravated rape and assault and battery, the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office said. However, he was released July 15 when the Massachusetts Bail Fund posted $15,000 to free him, the office noted. The Massachusetts Bail Fund pays bail so that low-income people can stay free while they work towards resolving their case, allowing individuals, families, and communities to stay productive, together, and stable, the fund's website read. Following the suspect's arrest, Boston Police Commissioner William Gross said of the fund's action, "I hope they never get a wink of sleep, because this is absolutely ridiculous. This could have been prevented." Gross explained that it essentially gave criminals the message that they would not be held responsible for their actions, according to the Boston Herald. "To the criminals, it's like, hey, you can do what you want. We'll bail you out," he said, adding, "For victims, it's hard enough just to come forward on a rape. And then something like this happens, this predator goes out and violates another victim." Assistant District Attorney Michael V. Glennon requested the suspect be held on a $250,000 bail and that bail be revoked regarding the 2018 sexual assault case, which was pending in Suffolk Superior Court. The judge imposed a $500,000 bail and revoked his open bail, the Boston 25 article concluded.